In the studio with me tonight is Lana Nicotina, who has written about a harrowing experience in her life in her book titled Girl, Taken, a true story of abduction, captivity, and survival. And Lana, I'm so glad you are here, because this truly was an awful, awful experience in your life. Before we talk directly about that, give us a little history and time and place. So where are you? What country are you living in? What year is it when this happens?
The story happened in Russia in the evening of October 4th, 1994. I was at the party with my friends, and I decided to leave the party. And the next thing I know, I was in a car surrounded by people I didn't know, speaking foreign language. So I was abducted from the streets of my hometown on my way home.
Tell us what's going on politically at that time in Russia. What conflict is there?
You know, it was 1994, and in the 90s in Russia, it was the time when Russia was wrecked by some earth-shattering changes. And after the disintegration of Russia, of Soviet Union, the new history began, and it was called Wild 90s then. So over 70 years, the government actually was watching and controlling every aspect of people's life. But then after the USSR collapsed, it's actually the freedom, the absolute freedom came. And in Russia, it was a mess, actually. Soviet people gradually were turning into a bunch of maniacs, drug addicts. It was a new wave of crime. And actually, in 1994, the abduction for ransom became an established business practice. So many criminals all over the country engaged in it, and especially people from Chechnya. It's the area not far away from my hometown. Many people, including myself, we were watching the news every night, and every person heard terrible cases about abduction and for ransom.
So tell us now back to the exact time that this abduction happened. You're suddenly in a car with people you don't know. They're speaking a language you don't understand. What happens after that?
I had no idea, of course, where they were taking me. And I was drugged, and they drove me to some place I didn't know. Actually, for the first weeks of my captivity, I didn't know where I was, why I was there. I didn't even know what everyone was speaking about because they had their own language. Just a few weeks later, they told me that I was abducted and they were trying to ransom me back to my mom. They were asking for a big amount of money to get me back. My mom didn't have money, that kind of money, of course. And then the war broke out. And I think at some extent, the war kind of helped me.
This was the war.
The war, between the first Chechen-Russian war. It's when tiny Chechnya declared its independence, but Russia didn't allow it. And Russian army invaded tiny Chechnya, and it was a mess. It was a terrible war. More than 100,000 people died.
So meanwhile, you are in a small, dark room. I think you were held captive 8 months in a couple of different places. But tell us who the people are in your life in those first months. And what's the one thing that you have in the room with you? Because it's the only, it's amazing how something so small can be so important. So,
when I was trying to accustomize to that room, I found the little speaker. It's not even a speaker, it's a cassette player. I didn't have courage to check it for a long time, but then when I checked and I found the one single cassette with the music of Gypsy Kings, you know, it was something that brought me some kind of comfort during nights when I could listen to it. I would listen it like every night, on a very low volume, just very close to my ear, and crying because it brought so many memories. They were so popular at that time. And when the war came, there was no more possibility to listen the cassette because the electricity was gone and the absolute darkness came.
Who was Aslan?
Aslan was the guy who took care of me at some point.
Very different than some of the other captors.
He was different. He was wild. The other side, he was kind. And he was trying to like feed me. Sometimes he brought some canned fruits for me or juice, homemade juice.
And what book does he bring you?
Oh, it was Dostoevsky.
Crime and Punishment. Yes,
Crime and Punishment. Yeah, it was hard to read in school, actually.
You are taken from that small dark room to another place, which is somebody's home, yes?
Yes, it was the home of the parents of the one of the captor. You know, it's shocking to be in someone's family. So it just meant that how they hated Russian people. And I was just the face of the invader, you know. The only excuse I could provide to explain the being in someone's family.
And nevertheless, it's interesting because over time, you become human, so to speak, and the neighbor actually invites you into her home. And ultimately, you escape. I think it would be interesting for everybody to know how you got to Cincinnati.
I don't know. It's coincidence. My husband, he got a job here, and I just followed him. And it's, you know, it's simple. It's a very simple way. Yes, and I actually got the political asylum here in the States because of my story.
Well, we are so glad that you are here safe and sound in Cincinnati. And I don't expect one ever recovers from something like this, but obviously you have gone on with life. So hooray for you. Thank you so much for having me. Oh, thanks for coming tonight. I've been talking with Lena Nikitina about her book, which is titled Girl Taken, a true story of abduction, captivity, and survival. You'll find more information at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Barbara Gray.